Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, Jen Morris, you may know her from the TLC show Extreme Couponing. She has a website, too, Live Life on Less, and she's got tons of advice that is so relevant right now as you see prices for a lot of stuff we buy all the time go up. We keep hearing about that on the news. I mean, I can't even begin. We talk about coffee and basic goods and things like that that are going up. Well, Jen Morris has got tips about how to slash your grocery bill, what you spend at the grocery store. And I'm so interested to hear what you have to say, Jen, because I know you do extreme couponing. I can't do that. I mean, it seems like so much work, but I mean, I just wonder.
It's not a lot of work. And I think that's the big myth behind it is if you have the right tools, it really does not take a lot of time. And I think that's everybody's biggest misconception is that, well, if you're going to start couponing, you better, you know, make it a part-time job. I have 5 kids. I do not have time myself to spend hours and hours and hours and hours organizing and planning to be able to save some money because we need to, right?
Right.
And like you said, like the prices of everything is going up. So it is almost more important now that we have these other ways in which to save. So in the class, we talk about, we'll go over organizing coupons and that I have some really very simple tips on how to do it. It should take about 5 minutes on Sunday to get organized. That's it. 5 minutes.
Wait, what's the class again? I saw it advertised in the Sun-Times, the Chicago Sun-Times. What is the class?
Sure. So we're doing an extreme couponing class. I'm going to teach a webinar tomorrow at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock your time. And it's a free class, free to attend. We'll go over kind of all the secrets behind how coupons work, how the grocery stores work, how the sales function, how they kind of marry together. And then we'll go into the organizational part of it. And I'll show you how to organize coupons and then use some tools that I put together to get ready to go grocery shopping and save big bucks.
Okay. Can you give us one little tip, one nugget here, something that'll help us out that maybe we're not doing?
Well, let's see. So the very first secret that we talk about is using coupons at the right time. And I think that's one thing that it's going to sound very simple, but it makes such a big impact is if you wait for an item to go on sale first and then use your coupon on the sale price, you're going to get a much bigger bang for your buck, right? So an item that might cost you, you know, $3 with your coupon, you know, $3 after your coupon on one day, if you wait a couple of days or another week and that item goes on sale and you use that same coupon, you could be maybe getting that for $1.50 instead of the $3. So that can make a big difference. And it's all just about timing and understanding how the sales and timing works with the sales and everything like that. And we do talk about that in the class. And I can spill that secret if you want to, but, you know.
Thank you. It's good to get an advance one because I may wonder because I do coupons. I don't load up on them, and I don't like spending a lot of time searching for them. I mean, I do admit even to having coupon anxiety when I'm at CVS and do not have a coupon because there are so many coupons at CVS that when you check out without one, I'm like, wait a minute, I've got to have a coupon somewhere that I would be able to use, and it feels weird. But
CVS,
I just wonder.
CVS and the drugstores are like a whole different game to me, though. Like, we talk mostly about the grocery stores, but I think that's the easiest place to start.
Totally.
If you're
and
going to CVS, that's like high game kind of thing. There's high stakes involved there.
I get it. Let's stick to the groceries. I think that's a place where I didn't even know you really could find many. I mean, you can get the apps sometimes, and they'll pitch you a bunch of coupons that way. So before you go to the store, you just sort of preload the coupons. I've noticed that, you know, like a Jewel and things like that. Is that some one of the things you use?
Yes and no. Only like I use them if they're available. A lot of times I don't spend a lot of time kind of planning that beforehand either, just because, like I said, I don't have time to do it either. But I mostly stick with the newspaper coupons because those are ones that they don't, let me think how to say this. Digital coupons, if you're loading them on your card, sometimes they have usage limits on them. So if, you know, 50,000 people got that coupon before you did, it might not be available when you want it anymore. So there's kind of some funny things about those. You also can't use digital coupons to buy multiple quantities and hope that those will apply to multiple items. And so, like, if you wanted to buy three of something because it was a good deal and you had a coupon, if you had a digital coupon, you only get to apply that to one item, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you another secret. Here I go.
Thank you.
Another secret that we talk about is buying in bulk at that low price. And if you have multiple coupons, you can buy in bulk and have all of them be the same low price. And then you're getting out ahead of the game, which is really important. So one of the things that we'll offer tomorrow in the class is a subscription to the newspaper, because that's where coupons come from. And you're going to have, they'll have a chance to subscribe to several copies of the paper so that you can get several of those inserts. So five is the max. I'll just tell you that right now. So like, five is the max they'll deliver. But if you can buy five of something at a crazy low price, that should get you enough to last until that item goes on sale again. So
okay.
If you, when you jump into that plan,
right,
you don't ever have to pay full price ever again. And it's amazing.
Well, I like the way that sounds. And that is amazing. But I mean, are you
right?
saying you physically have to cut them from the newspaper? Or are you saying, is there a digital way to pull this off?
The newspaper ones you definitely have to cut. But what I teach in the classes, we're not cutting the coupons until it is time to use them. So we're not going to spend all day cutting coupons and filing them alphabetically upside down by aisle or expiration date or backwards, whatever. We're not doing that. We are just going to have a real simple filing system and only snag the coupons when it's the right time to use them.
Sounds like quite a class here. I mean, I can imagine.
Easy.
Imagine how much it can save someone. You say you save from your $1,100 a month grocery bill is now cut down to $450 a month for a family like yours of seven?
Yeah, we have a family of seven, and that $500 range has been our budget for the last 12 years of doing this. So it's totally possible, and we're not, you know, and I've been on the show before on Extreme Couponing. That kind of stuff is really not what happens every single day. I'll tell you that. But if you can cut your grocery budget in half, think about what that does overall. That is some extreme savings, right? If you're thinking about saving $500 this month and next month and the month after that. And if that's a consistent change, not a, you know, oh, I went to the grocery store and this one time I got everything for 90% off. If you can make that consistent change by just changing a few simple habits, that's money you can free up and put in other areas of your budget that might need a little bit more help.
Especially as we see the prices of so many things go up. We're a little shocked sometimes when we go to the grocery store these days and say, oh my gosh, how much did I pay for that 2 weeks ago? A lot different.
Right.
Like, that's the weird part. You know, it's like things are changing. So that's why I think it's so relevant. It always is. But right now in particular, if you still want to kind of get the things you want. I noticed, and I got it, we'll promote the tomorrow's class. People can show up for class virtually, of course. But I also noticed that you forwarded some apps here, Ibotta, Checkout 51, and Flip as apps to go, what, coupon searching for? Or what are those?
Yeah, so those ones are all little, those are all serve a little bit different purposes. So the Flip app is one of my favorites because that is a digital version of your grocery ads. So, like, if you're busy like I am, you know, when I'm picking kids up from track practice or whatever, I can pull up my phone, I pull up the Flip app, and I can search my grocery ads and find good deals and look for things that jump out at me, things that the grocery store is saying, hey, we would really love you to come shopping over here, and we want you to come here so bad that we're going to price these items really, really low this week. And I look for those things in the ads while I'm running errands or whatever. And so that's really helpful to have that. The Ibotta and the Checkout 51s are more post-shopping apps, if you will. Mm-hmm. Those are just extra kind of cherry on the top savings if you want to spend a little bit extra time, if you have the time to search through there. And these are just additional, kind of like rebates. Remember how, like, back in the day, you would mail in for rebates?
Sure.
Right? That's what these apps are doing. You can scan your receipt and select items that you purchased, and you can get an additional bonus rebate on those items.
Oh, cool. Lots to think about. So tomorrow's class, people can sign up virtually. It's free. Where do you go again?
It's free.
Jen?
You're going to go to CHI, like short in Chicago, chi.supersaverclass.com.
Awesome. Well, it's great and helpful information, and I know we appreciate it here at WGN. You hopping
it's
on with us
fun.
Today in advance and giving us a couple of secrets too, Jen. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Anytime.
Check it out, chi.supersaver. Is that what you said? .com.
Super Saver Class.
Super Saver Class. Okay. Thank you, Jen. Enjoy the day. Have fun teaching the class tomorrow, too. Lots of helpful advice.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.